All right, welcome to another episode, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. I want to start first by saying thank you so much for all the support. You guys have been sending messages about the podcast and emails, and I really appreciate you for the support of the podcast. If you missed last episode, episode 116, I'm talking about rebranding the podcast, and I was talking about how to create a personal brand and the reasons why I have rebranded my podcast, this podcast that you're currently listening. If this is the first episode that you listen to, I invite you to listen to episode 116 and just a little bit of a backstory of how I started this podcast and the reasons why I started this podcast and what my mission is really with this fantastic medium of podcasting. Now, I am a fan of podcasting myself, okay? So I listen to a lot of podcasts. But I am a creator as well, and this is something that I'm very passionate about. I create unique content for the podcast, and you know, I mean, it has nothing to do with my YouTube channel. You know, there's a lot of content creators who are actually creating content, one piece of content, right, like a YouTube video, and then they will extract the audio and put it on the podcast. And then they will take the transcript of that video and create a newsletter. They will then chop it off into different short form content, and that would be all over, you know, TikTok and Instagram Reels and whatnot. And hey, that's a strategy when it comes down to content creation. I don't do that. I'm not saying I'm special, okay? I'm just saying that I have my own way of creating content. And for me, each platform is unique. And there is a place for that, okay? I'm not saying that I haven't done that in the past. Like, I've done, certainly, grab some YouTube videos and take a few clips here and there and put it maybe on TikTok, okay? I've done that. But when it comes down to the podcast is really exclusive content. It's unique content, meaning that I sit down and I talk, or I go out. I do a lot of my podcast episodes outdoors, and, you know, I've spoken about this. In fact, I invite you to listen to previous episodes. If you're new to the podcast, you will hear many of my episodes where I'm just walking by the beach, right? Today is very cold, so I'm not going to be walking down the beach here in Greece. As I'm recording this, it's the end of January, and you know, it has finally gotten cold. Here in Greece, when we approach, you know, when it's winter time and it doesn't really get cold when it should, we get really scared because we know that the cold is coming. So the cold is here to stay. So I'm not going to go outside and record my podcast episode. So I am here early morning drinking my coffee, and I'm just by my desk recording this episode for you guys, man. So, but why am I saying all of this to you? Why am I saying about the podcast and the content creation and what other people do and how I do it? Well, the reason why is because I want to talk to you about content creation and the importance of creating content, all right? As someone who wants to start an online, I don't know, business or an online brand, some kind of a thing online, right? Like what I like to call an online resume, right? This is I've been talking a lot about this, okay? Because whatever you are doing online, okay, whether you're selling a product or a service, you know, I mean, even if you're selling merch, right? If you're selling, I don't know, t-shirts, you still need to create content. I mean, there's just no way around it. And I want to talk about this concept of creating content and why it's so important, okay? Because, I mean, why wouldn't you create content if you want to sell something online? Why wouldn't you want to create content if you want to build a personal brand? I mean, it doesn't matter what industry you're in at this point. Okay. Obviously, I create content because I am a content creator myself, but the reasons why I'm creating content is because I have services and products that I offer to my audience. Okay. So I want to show you how you can get started, whether that's by creating a podcast, whether that's creating and starting a YouTube channel or a newsletter, right? I have my own newsletter, Forward Friday. Every single Friday, there is a new newsletter coming out. And again, that's unique content in the written form. I don't take the transcript of a YouTube video and create a newsletter out of it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, again. But every single piece of content is unique, and it has to be treated as such. again, there is no rule to creating content. A lot of people have like templates and ways of doing this. But I believe that if you sit down and you create a podcast episode and you start to record your voice talking about a certain topic, the same way that I'm doing here, then you can see very quickly that this is a way of expression and it requires a certain level of attention. Now, can I record myself right now? I'm not recording myself on video, but could I just grab the camera and record myself talking to the microphone? Absolutely. And can I turn that into a YouTube video? Of course. I don't do that because my YouTube videos are not like that. My YouTube videos is me literally behind the scenes vlogging. You know, most of them as well is outdoors. It's very spontaneous. It's a different way of expression. Now, it's still me. It's still my content. But it's a different way of delivering the content. The same goes with short-form content. If I'm doing an Instagram reel or if I'm doing some TikToks or whatever, you know, it's a different way of expressing. And I want to make sure that I do what I have to do in order to deliver. And, you know, I mean, there's only so much you can say in 60 seconds, right? So I want to give you a quick story here. I have a friend who happens to be in the nutrition industry. He's a dietitian, okay? Now, I don't think he's listening to my podcast. I don't think he follows me. You know, we're good friends from back in the day, but I don't think he listens to this podcast. But if he is, I salute you, my friend, and I really appreciate you. But I want to use him and other creators, content creators, who are new in this space and how they got started and my philosophy or my take on why they got started, okay? Now, he's a dietitian. He's a nutritionist. Nutritionist? Is that how you say it? Dietitianist. I guess you say it like that. And he runs his own business, right? He has his own practice. But, you know, he's been on TV here in Greece, okay? He's been on TV, like, talking. I think it's like regional TV channels, but you know, nevertheless, is there some videos of him talking about, you know, his industry, about what he does, right? And he's very good. He's really clever. He's well, you know, spoken. You know, a world of knowledge when it comes down to nutrition and everything that has to do with that field of the industry. And, you know, he has his website. He has a YouTube channel where he has put his interviews, like, you know, the whatever appearances he has had on TV, and it's great. However, he hasn't created any content up until quite recently. So he just released a few videos on TikTok. And my wife told me, because we're friends from back in the day, and my wife told me, like, oh, yeah, you know, he has finally put some videos. I can't, you know, they're really good, you know? So I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. You know, I'm the first one who's going to cheer up for this kind of move. So I saw the videos. There are only a handful, you know, three or four. And I can tell that they're batch record, like one after the other. And, you know, they're talking head videos on TikTok. Obviously, you know, this is great, man, because you have to release content if you want to attract, you know, more customers. In his case, it's about getting people through his, you know, through his door, right? To go to the office, right? So he can get some clients. Now, there's plenty of people here in Greece doing that, you know, in that field. I'm sure he has seen other people talking about, you know, nutrition and whatnot and all of this. And so, you know, promoting their services. And I'm sure he felt like, okay, if other people are doing it, here in Greece, okay, which is, you know, it's a small country. Greece is a small country, you know. You still need to do that, you know, and it's in Greek, obviously, like I said, but you still have to release content if you want to, you know, build that trust and build that relationship with, you know, potential clients, because people are on TikTok. People are all over social media platforms consuming all types of content. Okay, so I'm using my friend here as an example, and I know the effort that goes with that, like the amount of resistance that someone can have and say, I'm not doing TikTok, especially because I know him, right? And I know that it takes a lot of effort to do that. And that's why I salute him and I really applaud, you know, that decision of starting to create content. Now, obviously, the hard part is to keep up with it, be consistent with it, okay? But just to get started and start creating content, especially when it comes down to talking head videos, by the way, okay? When you're actually talking about something in your industry, your field, and it's talking head videos, you know, this is something that is really, really hard, especially if you've never done it, my friend, all right? I mean, one thing is to have some interviews on TV, you know, regional TV or whatever. And, you know, it's a control environment. Someone's asking you the questions, you answer. You know, there's a level of stress I can only imagine. I've never been on TV nobody has asked me anything on TV. So I can only imagine. Then another thing is to go, you know, voluntarily and grab your smartphone and start recording some TikTok videos talking about your industry, okay? So it takes a lot of courage, but it's something that needs to be done. Again, he's in a different industry, completely different than mine. Okay, but that doesn't mean that the rules do not apply to him either. Okay, which when it comes down to awareness, when it comes down to promoting your services. All right, so I'm only using my friend as an example because it's something that is quite recent. And I think that is really important that, I mean, if he's on board now and say, like, I need to create some TikTok videos, you know, I need to get the word out that, you know what I'm doing, I have a practice here, you know, and you know, I gotta get the word out, and he's doing great in that sense, right? He has my full support. Now, there's other people that I am friends with who create content. Okay, and I'm just gonna give you a few examples here so you can see how important content creation is in order to build an online presence and you know potentially sell your services or your products. So I have another friend. Yeah, he's from Spain. And the family, he has two daughters, you know, and with a wife, they just went traveling the world. Just like that. Like they just packed his bags with the family and they went traveling the world. So they're working pretty much, you know, just remotely. Okay, I don't know exactly how they're doing what they're doing in terms of what the wife does for work, okay? But my friend, his background is a little bit with like doing music and being working from home as well. That's how we connected online, by the way. I met him online while I was creating content when I got started many years ago. But now that they're traveling, I reconnected with him. You know, I said like, wow, I saw what you're doing. Right, because we're connected through Instagram and on YouTube. So on YouTube, he's been creating content, you know, about this trip with a family. Okay, and it has built some traction. Now it's a slow process, but it has built some traction where the guy is just recording videos and documenting that process of creating content. I mean, it's so valuable. Obviously, he's growing his YouTube channel. He's documenting that, you know, once in a lifetime experience of traveling with a family around the world, okay? Like literally for a year. I think that's the goal, you know? So, you know, the two daughters, they're still young. I mean, I don't remember what age they are, but, you know, I think it's 12 and 7 or something. So quite young family. And it's just amazing. I mean, I told him, like, it's just mind-blowing, my friend. How are you doing this? Okay? In fact, I'm going to talk to him on Friday, in the next few days. I'm going to talk to him. You know, we're going to do like a video chat because we just connected because we're both creating YouTube videos. Obviously, he's in a different completely space. Like, he's just the travel family type of videos on YouTube. And I'm just making videos about personal development and entrepreneurship and mindset, right? But we have connected, you know, and over the years. And I just, it's just fascinating of how he's creating content. Now, he was asking to his audience about feedback in terms of the videos of, you know, what do they want to see? But not so much about what they want to see, more about how can he stay consistent with the content. He was doing talking head like vlogs, like travel vlogs by himself and a little bit with the family. But then he wants to do as well a very heavily edited videos, you know, which it takes a lot of time. And he was saying, like, I struggle with that because I have so much footage from different countries, but I still haven't edited those videos. And that's like from a month ago. And I want to start uploading those videos as fast as possible as it's happening. So he was asking for advice in a way from his audience, like, hey, what kind of direction he should go with his YouTube channel? And what type of videos he can create. I mean, I understand the struggle. So I reached out to him because I've been following him on YouTube. And I gave my take, okay? And that's one of the reasons why we're going to be talking, because I said, like, listen, wouldn't it be great if we could just do a video chat and, you know, maybe give you some points here and there and talk a little bit about, you know, what I'm doing as well and how I approach this whole content creation and how I stay consistent, because consistency is by far the hardest part of content creation. And I will probably share more about his story because I think it's fascinating. You know, I don't know anybody else who has grabbed, you know, packed their bags and left, you know, the place where they live to travel the world with two kids. I mean, I don't know anybody else. I mean, I've seen videos on YouTube about families doing this and like living that nomad life. You know, they stay in one place for a month and then they travel to another country and so on. But this is the first person that I actually know. So I'm very curious to ask a few things just because we, you know, I have connected with him. And then see as well where he wants to go with the YouTube channel. Obviously, the YouTube channel, I guess he wants to grow it and monetize it, right? And that's it. But I don't know all the details. And probably I will share here with you in a future episode to see where he's going with this. But that's another example of somebody creating content. And he's really creating YouTube videos, like a lot. You know, he stopped the daily vlog to do something else, but he's still struggling to find that consistency, that kind of like format, if you will, to create content, which is something that I was talking about in the beginning of this episode. You're just drinking some coffee now. But yes, I mean, when it comes down to content creation, my friend, the hardest part, I will say, is starting and then staying consistent. But once you find that being authentic and just being you, whether it's in front of the microphone or in front of the camera, you know, that's the format. It's harder than what you think if you've never done it before. But whether you are, you know, a dietitianist, I don't know why I keep saying this. Is that how you say it in English? And forgive me for those of you who are new to this podcast, but, you know, English is not my mother tongue. But whether you are a nutritionist, like my friend, or you are a family travel vlogger, or you are, I mean, even if you're a lawyer, or even if you're a chef, or whatever it is, there is no reason why not to create content. I mean, you have to be creating content in order to promote yourself. And that's your online resume, like I say. Okay, if you want to promote your services, you want to promote your, you know, your products, whatever that is, you need to be getting in front of the camera, man. You need to be creating YouTube videos. You need to be creating TikToks. You need to be on Instagram. Okay? You need to be, I mean, a podcast is just such a powerful medium. You know, I mean, YouTube is a search engine. I mean, I'm very good, and I guess we're very good at this as well, right? But it's not us. We're very good to give ideas or to come up with ideas for other people. I mean, at least that's something that I have. But then at times I struggle with creating or finding my ideas for myself, if you will. Okay. For example, with my friend, you know, he's talking about about dieting and nutrition and all of that. That's his field. And I have all this idea like, oh, wouldn't it be great if he can do this? And maybe he should, you know, on his YouTube channel, he should do like some long form content for sure. Right. And do it like that. And look at this. I get inspired, man. I mean, I can't help it. And it's very easy for us to see from far away because we're not in it ourselves, but it's very easy to just get the inspiration and say like, wow, would it be great if he could do that? And that's the reason why I do content, because when I create content, I'm talking about the content, about what I'm doing and all of this, but I'm separating myself from myself and I'm getting out of my head. this is how I become a better. I'm actually learning as I go along about different things, about what I'm doing. And I'm mastering the process of content creation itself. Not only am I promoting my services and my products, like online courses and coaching programs and whatnot, but I'm actually becoming better in the process, right? Because I'm still learning. I'm still learning, you know. I mean, I'm learning, you know, to be a better person overall. But when I see other people, you know, for me, it's very easy to just say, like, wouldn't it be great if you could do this and do that? And, you know, I don't try to push my services to other people, like, hey, let me help you, you know. You want to hire me as a business coach or whatever. But it's very easy for me to do this. I mean, I was coaching my friend even way back in the day when I got started and my business was taking off. I was like, you're not going to believe what's happening. I'm doing YouTube videos. I'm selling online courses. I'm doing this. I mean, it finally clicked. And I said to him, you should read this book. You should go and check out this guy. I mean, it's amazing. It's pretty much just spreading the love and say, like, you should do this, man. But I know that his business is in a different... It's a different thing, you know. His business is just like, hey, I get clients. I live in a small town. Well, it's not a small town, but it's not Athens where my friend has his practice, right? As a nutritionist. I keep saying nutritionist. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, my friend, but forgive me. But, you know, I was just so excited because things were working out for me in the beginning. Like it was just the beginning of my journey and I can feel it. And I was just so happy to just spread the love and say, like, you know, you can do this. If you just create YouTube videos and content and, you know, get an email list, you know, even if you have your practice, just, you know, ask for an email. You can give, like, people, like, regular updates about nutrition and whatnot. I mean, I had all these ideas. I don't try to push it anymore as much as I used to. I will do this for free because he's a friend. But I learned my lesson well that some people are not ready. And when they're ready, they will ask. And that is true. But the same is with my friend, the travel vlogger, right? The family that they're traveling around the world. As soon as he asked for help, I just couldn't contain myself. And I said, like, man, you should do it like this. And look what this other guy is doing. I mean, the only way that you're going to be consistent is if you do this like this, like this. This is my opinion, right? Being a consumer and a follower, you know, with your trip, with your family. This is something that I will do like this. And then I can give an example of how I do it and how I keep myself accountable and how I'm very consistent. Because one of the things that, you know, clients have said to me and they have pointed out, you know, this is that I am very consistent with it and I don't fail. I show up, you know, and that's the key. The key is to not drop the ball, to be so consistent that you will not fail a podcast episode, an upload of a video, you know, not just do it whenever you feel like it, but actually stick to a schedule. And that's the hard part. But, you know, if you're starting out, the best thing that you can do is just get started. Okay, and ask yourself the question, why not you? Right? Why not you? It's very intimidating because if you start late, like my friend, you know, I guess he's self-aware that, you know, what am I going to say? Okay? Like, what are people are going to say? Like, what? So now you're on TikTok talking about nutrition? Get out of here, you know? Stay in your practice, right, in your office, and wait for your clients to appear, to show up, okay? But that's the wrong approach, and I know it takes a lot of courage. That's why I'm very happy that he's taking action. And I'm just giving you here two examples, man, because they're two different industries or two different places completely, right? And they both want to make money online somehow, right? My friend needs clients, right? They want to lose weight or they have some health issues and they need somebody to tell them what to eat and how to eat it. And my other friend is just a family who are traveling the world, right? So what are you going to be creating content about? You know, probably you are a musician. Probably you are someone who's in the industry of making music and you want to create content around that. Maybe you're a, you know, video maker, right? Maybe you have your own podcast. Maybe you are a writer. I mean, I don't know what you are. And I don't know what your background is. And I don't know your story. But if you're not creating content in order to connect with your audience and build an audience online, build an online resume, then what the hell are you doing, man? You know, it's 2024. And now the trend in content creation is going towards the more authentic, unpolished type of content. We're kind of moving away from that heavily edited, you know, fake content on TikTok and even on YouTube. You know, those flashy jump cuts with yellow captions and very heavily edited animations and things like that in order to engage the audience. Actually, there's a trend. As I am recording this podcast episode in 2024, January 2024, this is the latest trend in content creation. People want authentic content, meaning that it's not edited, and it's just, we're going back to the beginning because people are tired. And I've spoken about this before. I mean, I'm tired of consuming this type of content. I don't watch it anymore. Heavily edited content. I feel like I'm having a seizure because all of these jump cuts and all of this like graphics on, you know, on the screen. It's like, I can't follow, man. So the trend is actually just put your phone or the camera, whatever, and talk to the camera, unedited. And even if you make mistakes, you know, just try to leave it there, you know, not edit every single gap, okay? Or every single thing that you say that, oh, it didn't sound well, or I drink coffee while I'm having a podcast, when I'm doing the podcast, or, you know, it doesn't have to have all these jump cuts. And this is the latest trend right now as I'm recording this. And to me, this is a breath of fresh air because this is what I like. This is what I strive on. Just vlogging, you know, just grabbing a camera and just talking. Get that feeling that you're here with me. One of the reasons why I record my podcast outdoors by the beach is because of that, because I want to create that intimacy and that authenticity of my podcast. Like, hey, I'm here by the beach. You know, it's a sunny morning or whatever, and I'm just grabbing the microphone and going for a walk. And if you want to check this out, go to Instagram and see the pictures that I have taken while I'm recording this podcast episode. I mean, I do that all the time. So it has nothing to do with having a studio that is acoustically treated. It has nothing to do anymore with the lights and the fancy background, and you have to have a YouTube studio. It has nothing to do with that. I mean, there is a place for that. But I do believe that people want more unpolished, more relatable content. And that's the good news for you, man, that if you want to get started, you just get started. You don't need a studio. You don't need the light. You don't need anything. Just grab your smartphone, start making a YouTube video. I mean, another thing that I recommended to, well, I didn't recommend it because I haven't spoken to him just yet about it. But another thing that I wanted to recommend to my friend, that he's the nutritionist, is, you know, he was doing very short form content. Like, I'm talking about like 3 seconds, 4 second videos, like really, really short, in order to engage the audience. But because he's not a content creator, he doesn't understand certain things. And this is something I was telling my wife. And I was like, listen, wouldn't it be great if you could just sit down and talk long form? Even on TikTok, you can do long form content. I mean, I want to hear, I want to listen, I want to connect, right? There's only so much you can say in a 60-second video, okay? But his videos didn't even reach 60 seconds. I'm talking about like 10 seconds max. And I said, like, well, that strategy might work or have worked in the past, but nowadays people want to listen more. And I have fallen in that trap of doing videos as well, very short, on YouTube specifically, okay? And I'm like, what am I doing? I mean, my jam is to just sit down and talk and connect, which is something that my friend, the traveler with a family, the family traveler guy that I was talking about here, he does that very well. He talks. In fact, the wife says to him, this is what he said, like, my wife loves when I go for my walks while we're traveling, you know, he will go with a camera and do the vlogs by himself in the morning, early in the morning before the family will wake up. And he said, like, oh, my wife loves this because I go out in the morning, I go get breakfast, I do the YouTube video, I speak, right, quite a lot, which he likes to speak and communicate, and I come back to the hotel, and you know, I've kind of like left it out in the video, like pretty much I have spoken what I needed to do to speak that day, and it works both ways. So, you know, so he doesn't drive the wife crazy talking about whatever, isn't it? And I said, that's very similar to what I do with my content. My wife says to me the same thing, like, you know, in fact, when I got started as a content creator, especially on YouTube, my wife said to me, like, whatever you're saying to me and whatever you're talking to me about, you know, which, you know, I love you very much because you're my husband, but whatever you're saying and you're talking way too much about your things and your industry and your, you know, your things, I think you need to put it somewhere, you know, so people can hear it. And that's how I got started with YouTube. I mean, this is a true story. And I didn't get offended by her. I just said, like, you know what, maybe you're right. I do, you know, have a lot to say. I have things to share. Maybe I should create a YouTube channel and share it there with the world and connect with somebody. Or at least put it somewhere so I could just get it out of my system. That's a good enough reason. So when my friend said that about his relationship, you know, with content creation and how the wife perceived it like that, like at least you go out for your walks, get breakfast, and do your video, and at least you, you know, drain your brain and of your thoughts and everything about what you're doing, then it works both ways. It works wonders. And I can relate to that so much. And this is another point that you have to take in consideration. You might be an introvert, because, by the way, I am an introvert, you know. And here I am talking about, you know, content creation, being on camera. I mean, when I was a kid, I was so shy. Right, but I'm an introvert, and this is one of the reasons why I think that we introverts and shy people can really, you know, thrive in the content creation space, because we have more control than what we think. Right? I'm just recording this by myself. There's nobody around, and I'm here talking to myself. Well, I'm talking to the microphone and I'm recording my voice, but you know what I mean. And I don't have an audience. The audience is when you're listening to. You know, and you listen it to you by demand. Like, you can listen to it right now, later on, tomorrow. Somebody might find this in the future at some point. And when they see, like, wow, okay, Daniel has a whole bunch of episodes about these topics, about mindset, personal development, and, you know, business and lifestyle. And that's the idea, to build a body of work that when somebody finds one of your podcast episodes, they can go and listen to other stuff, right, that you have spoken about. The same is with my YouTube channel. The same is with everything else. You know, so content creation is more important now than ever. And if you think that you're late into the game, this is not true, my friend. Just get rid of that mindset. Now is the time to get started. Now is the time to get started. I was listening to Jim Rohn. If you don't know who Jim Rohn is, he's probably, you know, the founder of personal development, if you will. Tony Robbins learned everything from Jim Rohn, if you will. So I was listening to an audiobook from him. And he was talking about how he takes, some time off from time to time to go to a retreat in the cabin, a cabin that he has or something, whatever, back in the day. Now, this is way before the internet days, okay? And I was thinking that to myself, wouldn't that be nice, you know? Because he will say, like, I will go to the cabin and just get away from it all, because he used to do a lot of public speaking and all of that, writing books and, you know, a public life, as he was saying. He's like, I go off and I just, you know, meditate, read a book, and just journal and try to take stock of the year, if you will. So he will do that at the end of the year or whatever. And I said, like, wouldn't it be nice if that could be, if that will have been documented on a YouTube video, like a documentary or something, like by himself, really, or with a team or whatever. Like similar to what Gary Vee is doing or other content creators are doing. Just have a guy with a camera following you. I mean, you're Jim Rohn, for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? How amazing will have that been in terms of content? Like somebody following you around and say, like, okay, here's my cabin and I'm journaling and I'm just taking time to disconnect. But hey, it's a piece of content. I would have loved to consume that type of piece of content like that, you know, from people that you follow, man. Okay? Now, I'm just telling you about this because we as content creators and people that have created content, they always feel like that. Wouldn't it have been nice if I would have documented my process earlier? And I feel like that as a content creator, even as a YouTuber. Wouldn't it have been nice if I would have started to record YouTube videos when I was back in England before I moved here to Greece? And I could have, you know, documented the whole journey. But I started when I was already here in Greece. And then I start to tell the story like, hey, I relocated from the UK here to Greece. You know, I found myself in this situation, a stay-at-home dad in a country which was in the midst of the Greek crisis. But it wouldn't have been nice to document that process when I was in England, right? Because YouTube existed back then, you know? Wouldn't it have been nice to just get started right there? And the answer to that is yes. It would have been nice. But that doesn't mean that I was late into the game. I wasn't. But you always feel like that as a content creator. Like you feel like, oh, wouldn't it have been nice if I could have started this process of creating podcasts, you know, way back in the day? Wouldn't it have been nice if I could just have to, you know, have created, you know, content and have a body of work online, which is, you know, my online resume. So when people go and check me out, they can see, like, they Google my name, they find stuff about me, right? And they want to buy my services or my products, right? And I would just earn money just by default, right? By just making content anyways, you know, either it's by YouTube ads or sponsorship or placements from products or whatever, you know, but the main goal here is to build a personal brand, build your online resume in order for you to build your business and a life by using these tools, which are free, man. I mean, you know, social media is free so far, right? Creating podcast episodes is just free. Create a YouTube video and upload it. It's free, man. In fact, you make money by creating videos with Google AdSense, you know? Anyways, this is it for today. I want to talk more about content creation and, you know, how regular people who are not content creators are getting started. And what are they doing? I mean, I think it's important to just always get inspiration from others and see that, hey, whatever background you have, you can get started. It's not late. You know, I mean, I follow people in different industries. I follow this Aussie guy from Australia. He's in a real estate space, but he's into the wellness. And he's in my age group, like 50. He's a little bit older. He's like 51. I'm 48. I'm going for 49. And he's a real estate guy. I have nothing to do with real estate. But he has his podcast, and it's all about wellness and fitness and health and working out. And I follow the guy, like I'm a fan, you know. I mean, I reached out even through Instagram once, and I said, like, man, you know, I love the content. And he doesn't talk about real estate because his podcast is all about wellness and health and fitness. But obviously, he does talk a little bit about it the same way that I talk about here. Like, hey, my background is in music, and this is what I do, right? I come from the arts, from the creative space. But, you know, I follow people that are in different industry because they're creating content. I would have never come across these people and learned so much if they wouldn't have created content. Like, he has a podcast. He has, you know, he just launched an app, which is all about fitness and mindset and personal development, right? And this is something that he's doing. And it's amazing, man, what people do with content. I mean, this is the stuff that I love. I love to see people creating content from different backgrounds. I might not be a guy that is into real estate. He's not talking about real estate at all. That's just his day job, if you will. And he has this other business that he's building online. And he has a following, you know, a big following, because he's all into fitness and, you know, he's massive in terms of, like, you know, he has built, you know, built himself up. You know, and the story is just crazy. I mean, he was an ex-criminal. He's an ex-criminal. He was Australia's most wanted. He was a drug addict. He overdosed. Like, I don't know. I mean, crazy story, man. And we just connect with people that we just say, like, wow, that's amazing, right? So, anyways, I can give you so many examples of people that I follow online in different industries, and they're creating content. You know. And it's an inspiration because we feed from each other. Like, it doesn't matter what background you have, where you're coming from. It's what you want to do with your content and how you're going to market yourself. And then, hey, maybe write a book. I mean, this guy that I'm telling you, the Aussie guy, he has a book. And it's all about that. You will think that the guy is going to talk about, you know, being a real estate agent and how to be the best. But he's doing what he's passionate about. And in fact, he's talking about a lot about the law of attraction in it. He's talking about law of attraction, about Abraham Hicks, if you know about anything about Abraham Hicks and Esther Hicks and all of this, which is all about the law of attraction. But it's fascinating, you know? Anyways, my friend, I hope this podcast episode finds you well. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on another episode.